Welcome back, PV Mart Centrium in Red Deer. Prior to game four of the best of seven Eastern Conference semifinals, Saskatoon Blades and the Red Deer Rebels, Blades with a 3-0 lead. Sounds familiar to last year, except it was the other way around. And I know you guys know, because of how you were able to come back and win, that you have to be wary and not overconfident playing game four tonight against Red Deer.
Absolutely. I mean, series are never over until they are. So we knew that, we found that out last year. And, you know, this is obviously going to be the toughest one to get, right? So we definitely need a better effort than last night if we want to end this thing here tonight. But, you know, we're excited for the challenge. And, you know, like you said, the last game's never an easy one to get. So we're going to need a great effort from these guys tonight.
Last night was weird and entertaining. 13 goals. Very unplayoff-like, if you will. But you guys found more, I think, to be negative about with your game than positive. Or am I wrong?
Yeah, we weren't happy, honestly, with the full 60 minutes. There's parts of the game that we liked, as always, and stretches of the game that we liked. But as a whole, it wasn't our favorite game of the series or of the playoffs so far. But we know that we have better, and that's the message going into tonight, that we need to be at our best, and we have better. We need to show that we are you know, a playoff team here, and we could put teams away when we need to.
What did you like about last night? What are the positives that came out of an 8-5 win?
Some of the block shots by, you know, a number of the guys. Lucas Hansen comes to mind right away. You know, he diving in front of pucks. You know, Austin Elliott coming in a difficult situation, you know, played well. Made some timely saves for us. You know, and just like stretches of the game, guys still committing and battling through, maybe not their best night, but we just stuck with it, and then we were able to, you know, keep that separation and get the win.
What's the one thing that you're looking to improve upon tonight?
Effort. Effort, plain and simple, work.
Good. Dan, look forward to this tonight. Hopefully it's a good one and it's a happy bus ride home. Wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, Associate Coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show. Again, it's brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Keys to the Game with Tanner Chuby coming your way next. We'll also have the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, and tonight's officials, as well as the starting goaltenders before we get going at the top of the hour. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.